President Bush is in Belfast, Northern Ireland, for another war summit with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair. It's their third meeting in 3 weeks. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, President Bush and Prime Minister Blair are in constant contact. Why the need for another face-to-face summit?
They talk all the time on the phone, but they each say it's important to sit down and talk face-to-face about where things are and what they need to do next. Now, much of this is also to continue to put forth to the world a unified front and to get a specific message out. If you look at the first meeting all of 3 weeks and a day ago, they went to the Azores, and they said there that diplomacy had failed. It was important to have a big statement to make that point, and the war began days later. The second meeting a week and a half ago at Camp David was to show the president and prime minister united in prosecuting the war and discussing strategy. This one's different. Tony Blair wanted it on British soil, on his turf, and it's designed primarily to look ahead at how to oversee Iraq after the war. Also on the agenda here is the Middle East, which Tony Blair has been pressing the White House on as well.
You mentioned a post-war administration of Iraq. There's been a lot of attention on supposed differences between the U.S. and Britain over the United Nations' role in that. How real are those differences?
Tony Blair has been pushing for a very active role, UN role, in Iraq. The U.S. talks less about the U.N. taking any kind of a lead in post-war Iraq. Today, both sides are downplaying any differences. Secretary of State Colin Powell on Air Force One flying over here said, and this is a quote, "There isn't as much disagreement about this as you might read in the newspapers." He says everyone knows the U.N. will be involved at first to help with the humanitarian effort, but he said the issue will be discussed here and that they need to still define the UN role. We'll get some joint statement, though not likely anything final on that point coming out of here. Secretary Powell did say that UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has made it clear that the UN itself does not want to take full responsibility politically for post-war Iraq. So ultimately there'll be some resolution out of the UN to deal with that, though.
This meeting continues tomorrow. Do you get any sense of the mood so far?
Well, it's not so much a strategy session like the last one. You may recall the last one where both leaders were being peppered with questions about the strategy in the war. Was it going poorly? How long is it going to last? Months? President Bush even got peeved at one point. This time that you do get the sense, though they're still very, very sober about it, that they are poised for victory and that it is okay now to start talking in a very public way about what comes after the hostilities end.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne speaking with us from Belfast.